Oh, I gotta verify that it's me. Welcome to Aberdeen!
Dad!
We're on Sports Gambling Podcast that can't go live. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone!
It's coming up now, Bill. That's Bubba Gumfino.
Woo!
The Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Woo!
It's fucking, you pumped today. Mitt and Jay are in the back.
Woo!
Stop. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, fucking LeBron made it all about himself last night, but he did hit a shot, so congrats to you.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been sweet if they could cover, but I mean, I'll just take a Lakers win.
I mean, the really guy act like he got shot.
He got stabbed in the eye.
Okay.
If he doesn't show up with a fucking pirate patch on his eye for game one against the Suns.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Well, he's gonna have to because he's fucked up, dude.
Act like he took a puck to the face.
Fucking Kevin Pillar is fucking catching fastballs to the retina wants
fucking
to be out there.
Mickey Mouse, dude.
Hell of a shot, though. Hell of a shot. Good job.
Memphis win and did not cover. Push.
Good
not
push
cover.
By the Spurs.
Well, yeah, wherever, depending on where you got it at. That was we're playing tonight. We got another playing tonight.
Big one.
Wiz, host, Pacers, 3.5. We got a great NBA analyst coming on to talk to us about that. How'd you do last night, Pa?
6-0. You?
Is that good?
You?
I was 5-1.
It's pretty good.
Is that good?
It's a pretty good night for Hammer Don.
I did bury somebody on Twitter last night. I had to do it.
Even better night for Hammer Down. Yeah. I did. Gumby did post the video of what I went last night, and I called him. I said, "What fucking game did I lose, dude?" And then we watched it, and I did.
I did lose. I had. I said on the show that I didn't. I wouldn't take the Brewers, but I did take them in the morning -165.
Yeah, but that was too much juice.
But the game pushed, and so I tweeted out the fucking video, and then some guy goes, what about the Brewers Action Network? I'm like, you mean the push that I said not to take because the juice was too high?
He's coming at you for a push?
Fuck off, dude.
I pushed a game earlier today. I took the Yankees against the Rangers. Rangers got no hit. Domingo Herman's been pitching well. Dane Dunning, who we loved early in the season, wasn't pitching as well, so I was on them. And then Houston is down 1-0 to Oakland right now.
Houston's down?
Yeah.
I stayed away from that one.
Yeah, it was a risky one.
What camera am I supposed to be looking at?
Man? I think you can look wherever you want, and Mitt's supposed to then adjust
like, am I
follow
looking here
you.
Or looking here?
Nah, look.
When you're talking to Tony, you're looking more towards this one,
so you
usually.
Want me to look like this?
No, like right now, you're looking right at it. No, you're not.
We'll figure it out. Jake, will you give
what was I just going to say?
I don't know. The cameras have got me all fucked up.
I'm looking at the TV. It's a little too close.
We got a short MLB slate
today.
Yeah,
there's not much. Rays hit today. I didn't take the Giants because Cueto scares the shit out of me. That was a mistake. I should have listened to my own advice. Always take the Giants +0.5.
The Giants have been very good to us this year. They're up 18-4.
Yeah.
Yankees are up 2-0, a little bit too late. Cubs are up 4-2. Who was going in that one? Why can I not remember?
Ross for the Nats.
Oh, Joe Ross.
And Williams.
Neither of those have been great.
Williams has been fucking awful.
Yeah.
Joe Ross also not great.
A's and Stros, 1-0 A's right now.
That game scared me.
Yeah,
I was leaning to take a Stros +0.5. Like, whoever was getting +0.5, I thought about it, but fuck it.
And then, is there a game that's starting right now, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, there was an early start.
Angels and Twins. Lewis Thorpe and Alex Cobb. I stayed away from that one, too.
It's the first of a doubleheader, yeah.
Stayed away from that one, too.
No, thanks.
So, we'll do a little bit of baseball here coming up. Full NBA playoff breakdown when we get JVT on the line. Senior NBA analyst at VSiN. He's on the line, Jay. That's good news. Host/creator of Hardwood Handicappers podcast, senior NBA analyst at VSiN. Welcome back, friend of the show, Jonathan Von Tobel. We will refer to him as JVT. Welcome back to Hammer Down, sir.
Hey.
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
JVT.
Hey, this is your time, right?
Oh, dude, yeah. Like, somebody told me the other day, what's the old cliche? Like a kid in a candy store. Like, yes. I'm excited. You know, yesterday the playing games were so much better than the first day. I was really excited for LeBron versus Steph, as I think we all were. So, and that panned out just like we expected. Really fun game down to the wire. So, I'm very much in my groove right now. I'm very excited.
All right, let's jump right into it. So, yeah, last night actually, when Spurs and Memphis, when Memphis jumped out to an early lead, I gave up on it, and that happens sometimes, and I didn't check back into the end. And as far as the spread was concerned, it was very exciting at the end. Do you give Memphis any chance against Golden State, who's -3.5, I believe, still tomorrow night? And then the winner of that, do they have any chance against the Jazz?
So I would say, at least when it comes to the play-in, like, yeah, you give Memphis a shot, right? I think the worrisome part is, if you look over the regular season series, you know, they lost 2 out of 3 games. Offensive rating was only like 101. They had like nothing on the offensive end of the floor against Golden State, who has quietly been one of the best defensive teams in the league. And that kind of worries me, right? I mean, go to the Warriors game, for example. You know, the one consistent theme of the 3 games they played with the Lakers was that the Lakers had a really good game plan defensively for that team. Mm-hmm. And in the second half, shut them down well under a point per possession when they started to go to those small ball lineups with AD at the 5. And, like, we know that defensive matchups, I think, play out a little bit more often in the postseason. So I think that would be the worry for me for Memphis. But I would give them a shot. It's also pretty interesting from a point spread perspective. You know, these two teams just played a couple of days ago. That line was sitting around 5. But now, I guess because this is a postseason game, because the Golden State Warriors, yep, you know, just came off of a tough loss to the Lakers, all of a sudden now we're talking about a spread in the range of 3.5. So I think it's pretty interesting that the value is, I think it looks like, a little bit on the Golden State side. But as far as both of these teams are concerned in the big picture, it's just hard, I think, for both of them in a series like that against Utah. You know, for Golden State, we know how bad they are offensively when, yep, Steph Curry's not on the floor. They're so limited. If you look at Memphis, one of the issues they've had since the beginning of April has been a defense that has not been very good, especially along the perimeter. And we know that Utah wants to exploit them. So, you know, I think it would vary. I think Memphis would last about 5 games against Utah, and I think Steph could potentially eke out 2 against the Jazz, but I would still pick Utah in a series against both of them.
So the game last night, the Lakers looked terrible in the first half, looked much better in the second. Is that just them getting their legs back under and playing with each other after so many injuries? And does that give you confidence going into the series with the Suns, which I just saw the line wasn't out this morning, but it is out now. Lakers are -150 favorites for the series. Suns +122. What are your thoughts on that series?
Yeah, so I think when you go back to last night, the thing that was really frustrating about the Lakers, and it's actually been frustrating since they put the iteration of the team together, is AD's, you know, trepidation about playing the 5, right? Yeah. And so you go to the second half of that game last night, and Frank Vogel's like, all right, screw it, let's do this. We put AD at the 5, and what happens? You start getting guys that cut to the basket. You get AD and LeBron in pick and rolls. They start picking on Juan Toscano-Anderson. They start picking on Steph Curry. Like, that's what they need. So I didn't even think last night was so much about this team finding their legs as it was, okay, let's roll out our optimal lineup. Let's get Andre Drummond out of here, and let's start to mess with these guys a little bit. And then you started to see that open up. Offensive rating in the first half, 85. Offensive rating in the second half, 122. Like, it made such a massive difference for that team. And when you look at it from the perspective of taking on the Suns, I think it's a 6-game series in favor of Los Angeles if they're going to continue to put this out there. I wrote about this the other day on our website on VSiN. If you look at the second half, very quietly, the Suns have the 20th best defense in the NBA after finishing 5th in the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. They're giving up a lot at the rim in terms of 67% to shooters within 4 feet of the basket. All season long, they've been the worst transition defense in the league, and those are areas of the floor that LeBron James and the Lakers over these last 2 seasons have really thrived. So it sucks that the Suns and Chris Paul have worked really hard to get to this point to face the Lakers. But I'll note something that I didn't realize. If you're looking at an accurate series price, there were some shops that opened this like 250, 275 yesterday in favor of the Lakers. So if you're talking about Lakers -150, I think that's some immense value on Los Angeles.
Yeah, and if you like the Lakers 4-2, it's +330 right now on FanDuel. Is that enough? Is that enough for you to take it?
So I like to do exact series prices when I think there's a massive mismatch, right? Gotcha. Like for example, Dallas and Los Angeles. That's where I'll get involved in exact series prices. Last year against the Portland Trailblazers, a 5-1 type of deal or in a sweep to offset some of those big prices. In a series like this, I think it's going to be a 4-2 series. but Phoenix is a very good team, so it's not one where I would look to bet it plus 375 on an exact series price. I save those for the big favorites and try to get some of those 4-1 and sweeps in there in terms of offsetting some of those big minus prices.
All right, so you steered me in that direction of Dallas and LA, Clippers and Mavs. Mavs are plus 320 on the series. Clippers are minus 430. They did match up last year. Clippers minus 430. Is that too much?
No, I think it's right, man. Like, I really like Los Angeles this year a lot. Yeah. You know, last time I was on with you guys, I waxed poetic a little bit about them. Second half of the year, and actually all year long, one of the best offensive teams, the best shooting team in terms of overall percentage. Mm-hmm. You have two elite wing players, which you need in the NBA today. Their defense has regressed positively from the first half, in which they were one of the best teams in terms of frequency of tightly contested shots, but they were one of the worst teams in terms of shooting percentage from their opponents on those shots. That's regressed back to the mean, so the defense has maintained itself very well. I like this team a lot. And when you look at Dallas, it might be unfair, but I think a microcosm of the Dallas Mavericks is the regular season finale against the Minnesota Timberwolves team that is just playing out the string. And sure, they're trying and they're implementing things, but you put up one of the worst defensive performances of the season by an individual team, and you get, you know, you just kind of get pandered to it by the Minnesota Timberwolves, right? Their perimeter defense, Dallas, has let them down all year long. Again, in the 20s in terms of opponent three-point shooting percentage. Yeah. Los Angeles is going to be able to take advantage of that. And I think they're in just much better form this time around than they were last year. So I think this is like a 4-1 series in favor of the Clippers. I did bet them on the exact series price. You know, you can see the exact results you were throwing out there. I don't know what FanDuel has right now, but I took them on the exact series price there. I got them at 5-1 on the sweep, and I think it's like 275, 3-1 on the 4-1.
Yeah, so let's see here. Clippers 4-0 is plus 490 on FanDuel, and 4-1 is plus 230 on FanDuel. So you're getting some good lines there, some good action there. What I wanted to talk to you about for tonight. So the total is set at, I just had it up here, I think it's 238.5. Okay. So the last three games that these teams have played, 132, 124 for the Wizards, 154, 141 for the Wizards, and then 133, 132 for the Wizards. And I heard you talking the other day about how you kind of liked Charlotte, and it was because of the Pacers defense, and you thought Charlotte was going to be able to run on them. Charlotte just didn't want to play that game. It was clear. Do you think the Wizards will do that to the Pacers, and do you think this total, what do you think about this total?
So I think we've seen this total go down for a specific reason. Right now, we see this all the time in game sevens. This is an elimination game now. So now all of a sudden, this becomes win or go home, and this becomes one of those slow-paced, tightly contested, like under 100 possession types games. Like, we see this all the time when it comes to elimination games in the NBA. So I think that's why you've seen this total come down. But you kind of alluded to it, right? You have two things working against you if you're going to start to bet this under just because it's an elimination game. Mm-hmm. You have the Pacers defensively, been one of the worst teams since they lost Miles Turner, 23rd in defensive efficiency, 16-7 to the over, by the way, over that stretch. So they've been very much an over team. And you have Washington, who likes to get up and down the floor much quicker when Russell Westbrook's in control of the ball. So you have these two things kind of working against each other. So as this total continues to come down, you know, I would say wait until we get closer to tip-off. You're going to get good value on a total of betting that over. But I still, even if it's an elimination game, and I get these games tend to slow down, with these two teams, we haven't seen anything between them that would make you think this is going to be a lower-scoring game.
JVT, can I just say how impressive it is that you're in your car right now, and I assume you don't have a computer or anything right there, and you just have all these numbers memorized in your head?
Thanks. I'm in the seedy underbelly of the Silver Sevens out here in Las Vegas.
Is there a side that you like in tonight's game?
So I want to bet Washington, but I'm going to wait in game. You know, 3.5 is a little too rich for me. Yeah, I think this team should bounce back a little bit. We got bad Russell Westbrook. We got poor Bradley Beal. I think him and Bertans were like a combined 1-13 from beyond the arc. So I want to bet them, but I'm going to go more in game. You know, like yesterday, for example, I lost out on the pre-flop number that I wanted. Circa got to as low as 4 on the Lakers. Waited in game, and then they were down, and then you get like minus 1.5. That's the tact I'm going to take here with Washington. I think they wouldn't move on, but 3 is a little too rich for me.
I also just noticed, and it wouldn't be hammered down without this, our producer Mitt forgot to put an L on the end of your name, so we apologize for that. But that happens every single day. Gumpy, you got something?
Yeah, JVT, do the Celtics have any chance in hell against the Nets?
I mean, the chance is there, but it's like, you know, we're talking about like, what, 2-3%, right? Like,
yeah.
It would take a lot for this to really happen. And you know, I'm a big matchups guy as well as I am, like, you know, a statistics guy. And just look at the roster for Boston. Like, you tell me who's matching up with Kevin Durant on a possession-to-possession basis, who's either not giving away a whole bunch of speed or who's not giving away a whole bunch of size. Like, that's kind of the problem with the construction of Boston as I've looked at them this year and why I've been kind of down on them. They have no true presence in the front court defensively. And in terms of their roster construction, yeah, it's a whole bunch of 6'7" wings, and some of them are really talented. You're not matching up with 6'10" Kevin Durant who glides on air. Like, that's a big problem here. And so as long as Durant is healthy, like, I think this is going to be one of those 5-1 series. Maybe Tatum, you know, gets another 50 burger out there. He extends it to 6, but I think Brooklyn's got a really big advantage.
JVT, while we're talking about that series and kind of talking about the Nets, and I know you were on this during the season, and I bet it today, James Harden's plus 1,300 to win finals MVP. KD is the favorite on the Nets if they as far as the odds are, but is it worth? I feel like it's worth it to take a little bit of James Harden, right?
Yeah, and well, especially if you want to offset, like, the futures prices, right? So, like, if you think Brooklyn is going to win the NBA Finals, why go out there and invest at, like, plus 180 or whatever that is at this point right now, where you can, you know, kind of offset it a little bit. Now, you need something else to happen for you, right, where Brooklyn can win it. There's a universe where they win it, but you don't cash your ticket. But I would agree with that. Like, I am a big Harden guy. You know, I pushed for him when he was healthy. I think he was the MVP before he went down with a hamstring injury. Brooklyn doesn't sniff the first overall seed without Harden. Yeah. And he is so important for what they do. Him and KD on the floor together, absolutely fantastic. Net rating in the range like a plus 13 or a 14. Him and KD by themselves without Kyrie, it's a higher net rating than Kyrie with KD without Harden. He's just the linchpin for him at this point right now. So I would agree with that. Like, if you think Brooklyn's going to win it and you don't want to, you know, get that short of a number and invest that short in this long, I would say that's the way to offset it a little bit. And that's the pick that I would make for that market when I saw it pop up.
Do you have them coming out of the East, or do you think the Sixers or Bucks or potentially someone else has a chance?
No, I mean, I love Philly. I got them at 34-1 over at Circa before the season started. Like, they're a really good team. They're a good defensive team. It's going to be the Eastern Conference Finals matchup. But at the end of the day, those three together offensively with Harden in control of that offense and KD playing off ball where he's comfortable in the Eastern Conference, I don't see any of the teams matching up with them. So I got a Clippers-Nets finals for me as we enter the postseason.
I agree. And as we saw last year, the Bucks had a hard time with the Heat, obviously, in the playoffs and during the regular season. Giannis had some trouble with their height inside. Heat plus 240, Bucks minus 310 on the series. What are your thoughts on that one?
So I get the attraction for Miami, right? Mm-hmm. Everything we saw last year. And one of the things I've been really consistent on with Milwaukee, why I don't think they're going to beat Brooklyn, why I don't think they're going to make out of the Eastern Conference, at some point, right, I'm tired of hearing, hey, we're trying things out. Look at the numbers. We're switching a little bit more on screens and whatnot. Like, okay, that's fine. But at the end of the day, for the third time out of 4 years, you have ranked 23rd or lower in perimeter defense. This year, you were 29th in opponent three-point shooting. Your bottom 20s in every major category, whether it's corner three-point shooting or above the break three-point shooting. Like, that has to change at some point for me to actually believe in you. The key here, though, for Miami, and this is why I have not bet this. I was on Miami. I had him last year, a big futures ticket, 8-1 to win the whole thing. But the difference is, this is not the Miami team from last year offensively. If you guys remember last year, they were actually the second-best three-point shooting team in the league.
Yeah.
They were like 38-39%. This year, they're in the bottom half of the league. They have shot a lot better. Last 10 games out of the regular season, they shot 39% as a squad. But do you believe the short sample size, or do you believe the larger sample size that this team has some problems offensively? And while I think defensively, they'll be able to game plan up, be honest, a little bit better like they were last year, I just don't know if I trust Miami offensively. So I think it's going to be a tight series and a long one, but I think Milwaukee actually wins it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, JVT, on top of that box talk, how far do the Bucks have to go for Budenholzer not to lose his job?
I think they got to win the East, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at their last two trips, right, and especially now facing Miami, like I was talking about this Gil Alexander in his show the other day, there's really no other team in the first round that's got more pressure on them than Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Each of the last 2 years, your stints in the postseason have gotten shorter, and now all of a sudden, you know, you face this team that eliminated you last year in the first round. So I would say I think it's got to be Eastern Conference Finals at the very least, but I personally would think like Eastern Conference Finals, like a winner in the Eastern Conference Finals has to be it for Bud to keep his job, because you've never really seen any growth from this team defensively.
JVT, we can't thank you enough for your time. Two last things.
Yeah.
The series that are priced the closest, Blazers and Nuggets, Blazers minus 115, Nuggets minus 105, and then Hawks minus 115, Knicks minus 105. What are your thoughts? Are those going to be the two best series in the opening round?
I think Portland, Denver's got the potential to be freaking awesome, dude. Like, I'm really excited to watch it. And actually, so I have bets on both of these series. I bet Atlanta a while ago. I laid the price with them.
Ooh.
I think if you look at the Hawks against the Knicks, you know, I think the instant rebuttal is going to be like, well, what are you talking about? Knicks 3-0 against them. But if you look at those three games, right? Lloyd Pierce was the coach for two of them. Bogdanovich missed a game. Danilo Gallinari missed two. And in the final season, you know, the regular season finale between these two, the Hawks had an 8-point lead. Trae Young goes down with an ankle injury. They end up losing in overtime. I think this Hawks team in the second half under Nate McMillan is so different, and they have so many versatile lineups that they could throw out there. They can go traditional with Clint Capella at the five and actually have a quality defensive lineup with their young wings. They can go small, put John Collins at the five and have five shooters at any one point. And this is another thing I wrote about, and I can't wait to watch how this transpires. If you look at the Knicks and the amount of wide-open shots that they have given up, they have been one of the worst teams in the league in terms of frequency of wide-open attempts allowed. But they've been one of the best teams in terms of field goal percentage allowed on those shots. So long story short, they're just getting
lucky. They're getting lucky,
And in a best-of-seven series, if you're consistently giving up the same wide-open looks, an opponent that you're taking on night in and night out, the same one, is going to be able to take advantage of that. So I love that team, but I think the Hawks move on there. And as far as the other one's concerned, the Portland Trailblazers have a massive backcourt advantage. We know that, right? Yeah. All the injuries going on with the Denver Nuggets. But it's also flipped on its head the other way around. The Denver Nuggets by far have the better frontcourt with Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic. And now you have one of the worst interior defenses in the league in Portland. 25th, I think, right now in terms of frequency of attempts given up within 4 feet of the basket. Bottom 20s in defensive efficiency. I just don't know if they should really be favored. I got them at +112 over at Circa out here in Las Vegas, the Nuggets, to win that series. I just think the price there was enough for me to get involved before the series started.
And before we get you out of here, we have to ask, do you have any futures on the winner of the NBA Finals?
Yeah, so I got Philadelphia, this 34-1 there. Yeah. And I think, what else do I have? I got Utah 7-1 to win the Western Conference. And those are the two that I feel pretty good about at this point right now. You know, I burned at the beginning of the year. I got a Pacers 32-1 ticket to win the Eastern Conference. But, you know, that was when they were at their field really good. It was like the first month of the year. I thought they were going to be pretty good. But that's what I got sitting on right now.
Hey, we can't thank you enough for joining us. Good luck this week. We'll have you back on anytime you want to come on. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anytime, guys. I always appreciate it.
See you, JVT. Love him. He's got a lot of info on the basketball. What are you thinking, Paul?
Ah, fuck. It's going to be the Nets, isn't it?
Seems like it's going to be the Nets.
God.
Mitt, what do you think?
The Nets stink. I think that the Nets are probably going to lose in the second round. They're not healthy. James Harden's going to miss like four games in one series, and they're going to end up losing.
I would honestly like to see the Bucks fucking make a run. Because I feel like Giannis just doesn't.
I wanted that.
People are down on Giannis just because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wanted that years ago. Like now, like the new young like upstart Bucks has faded out, and I'm not like as big of a fan as them anymore. See, I don't mind anyone on the Nets. Like I like KD, I like Harden. Kyrie's a little weird sometimes, but he doesn't bother me that much.
No, I do also love that Nets team, but if James Harden's not playing, they're not going to be winning series games. Like, Kyrie can't really do it. KD can, but he definitely needs Harden. I love the Sixers. The Sixers play great defense. Ben Simmons can't shoot the three, but he is a bucket.
Who do you have tonight?
I'm going to tell you, the Pacers are the team I cannot bet on.
No, you can't.
In every way I can ever bet
the Pacers. There's no way they should win tonight.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to be taking them, and I hope they lose.
They have no fucking right to win tonight.
Pacers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Wizards have to win. I want the Wizards to win. I want to see them in the dance.
I read it earlier. Wizards have won every single game this year. Not that that means that much in this. I mean, it means a little bit, but the scores in these games, like, they don't play any fucking defense, these two. But we'll see tonight. These play-in games, like, I gave up on the Spurs last night early, and then they turn it on, and, hey, look at us.
What's the line on the Memphis-Golden State tomorrow?
Four. They're both at four. Tonight and tomorrow are both at four right now. Saturday's a nice little day. You got fucking Heat, Bucks, Mavs, Clips, Celtics, Nets.
Saturday's and the then day.
Blazers Nuggets at night. That's a nice little day.
Some Nuggets are plus money in that series? Is that what he said?
I have it listed here. Nuggets -105, Blazers -115.
How?
I think it's because it's Jamal Murray. It's
the Blazers better than the Nuggets? Am I missing something?
The last like stretch, yeah, they've been playing a lot better. The Nuggets just started to kind of stink.
Blazers got hot down the stretch, and yeah, the Jamal Murray injury
could
potentially catch up to them if, as far as the guard scoring.
That sucks because they were a good team.
They're great.
Aaron Gordon, too. That's a good pickup.
Them in Utah, through most of the season, you thought that they had a chance.
Utah did. Oh, Donovan Mitchell.
I think Utah. We'll see.
Astros came back.
Yeah, they did. That's why I gave a little fucking fist pump in the middle of the interview there. Mitt, remind me to spell check next time.
Yeah, I got to figure out a better strategy with doing the name bars. That time, I switched it up. That time, I tried to copy and paste your text message. Yep. I went back to your text message. It was spelled completely right. I don't know what the fuck I did.
You missed a little bit there. It happens. Just
remember, it's Sharif Diggs.
Yeah, Sharif Diggs. I've been having a week, dude. I can't spell fucking shit.
It's all right, pal. Tyler, while we're on the game tonight, what do you got? Tyler?
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right. Really quick, before I get to tonight's game, I wanted to shout out U-Tone and shout out Gump. Between the NFL draft last month and baseball so far this season, you guys have won me a good chunk of money.
Thank you, sir. Shout out.
So for the game tonight, there's a few odd boosts that seem pretty tempting. I like all three of them. The first one, there is a 3x2 boost. I know you guys love those ones too.
Sure.
I pretty much bet every single one. Same. So definitely going to take that one. The second one, there is, I think it's 240 plus total points for the game.
Yep.
So for all three meetings this season, I think the lowest combined point total was like
250-ish. Yeah.
So, yeah, they've gone way over 240 in all three games. So, I think that one's pretty much a lock. And then the other one, I think it's just for Indiana, but it's a bonus to score, I think, at least 25 points. So, in all three games this season against Washington, he's scored at least 30 points.
Thank you, Tyler.
You try. But I got ball security.
Tyler, great call.
Good information. Tyler. Great info.
Get to it quicker.
Keep it going.
Man, will you zoom out like half an inch on this fucking one, dude?
Yeah.
Gotcha. See the inside of my brain.
My brain.
Thank you, pal.
My brain.
Nikki Skates, how are we, dude?
We're all right.
What do you mean we're all right?
What's we got Carolina going on? Last night, but fucking Edmonton.
The Coilers?
Fucking Edmonton. Connor McDavid, the best player in the world.
Where was he? McJesus, dude.
I didn't do a damn thing.
Fucking Morenci said, hey, Connor, maybe save some fucking points for the playoffs.
Morenci, I've been hearing all year about how good he is, and I mean, just no one can even come close to him. And
the
here we
fuck
go.
Are we
playoffs.
Doing, dude?
You know, when a real game that matters, even against a team that's banged up, team didn't have a fucking missing Nikolai Ehlers. You know Nick Ehlers.
Fucking Ehlers, dude.
They're all banged up in Winnipeg.
Fucking Ehlers. Are you kidding me?
Jets stink.
I know.
So the Coilers, though.
Apparently.
But tonight.
But hey, that Carolina hit was nice. Nice empty netter from Aho to get the puck line.
Les Habitants.
Hey, which playlist am I allowed to click on here?
Playlist?
Is it uncopyrighted music or?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to set something up here. Just tell me which fucking playlist I'm allowed to click on.
I gotta look.
Jesus, Tony. We're in the middle of a live
show. Just trying to do a gambling show here.
Fucking Mickey Mouse.
Well, there's something that's coming up that I need to... Don't worry about it. Don't. Okay.
What happened?
I need a sad one.
Oh.
I need a sad song. Jay, can you turn on the music? Is that a thing? That's not the one we want.
I mean, you don't know what any of these are called. This is going to be... This was...
Okay. This is...
Quite a... This is... This is a J. McAfee original.
I have bad news. Coming out of Hammer Don 2021, May 20th, 4:30 p.m. Last night, there was an accident.
Big accident.
There was a big accident. And it's not the first accident. I mean, this
seemed to be a snowball.
This all started when lost his voice.
This thing has been playing fast and loose for...
Lost his accent. It all went downhill.
Long time. And unfortunately, last night at around 9:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the coin was pronounced dead.
No!
Rest in peace, Corn.
Went out with a whimper, too.
Thank you, Corn.
I can't help but feel partly to blame because you did announce the wrong winner yesterday, and had we stuck with that wrong winner, the coin would have been a winner.
I think,
but we just can't do that to the people.
We can take from this is it was you two's fault, nothing to do with me.
Oh, I mean, if anybody did, it's all you.
You never even... You called the coin a desecration of sports game.
I never said that.
You were
that.
Fucking Tony La Russa up there with your fucking big never, gun hanging out in your baseball uniform.
I never said that.
Disgrace in the game.
Thank you, coin.
Thank you, coin. For the good times while it lasted.
You will be back.
Probably not.
You can do dice all you want. That's
fucking body's not even cold yet. All right, let's do NHL tonight. Panthers at Lightning.
Ooh.
Pens Isles. Canadians Leafs.
Ooh.
Knights Wild. What Ooh. A night.
This is a great night, actually. And I'm going to do something there's no need to do and I have no business doing. I'm going to take the Florida Panthers tonight.
Excuse me?
They're down 2-0 in the series. If they're going to win any game, it's going to be this one.
Put Bob in between the pipes.
Bob is out. Drieger's getting the start again. Florida plus 120.
Woo!
They're on the road now. They're in Tampa.
Woo!
There's no business. There's no need. Like if you're a smart man, you'll get this. You say Tampa minus 142. Okay, that's pretty good for a team that good.
Hell yeah.
Puck line plus 188. That's 188. That's real good.
Yeah.
I said Florida in seven. I gotta give them one last shot here, and this is the game to do it.
You know what? I don't fucking hate it, Nick. I'm not going to make you pick Pens and Isles.
Well, I'm going to take the under there.
Okay.
It's just the 130, but the Islanders were one of the best home teams in the NHL, as were the Penguins, and I think they're going to play tight.
Yes. So I thought I heard a stat that both of these teams, and obviously a lot of teams are like this, but these are two of the best teams that if they score first, fucking good luck.
Yeah, the Penguins actually need to score first if they want to win. The Islanders, if they score first, they kind of dictate the game. And the Islanders are not great at playing from behind, even though they've come back a couple times. The Penguins are much better at it, but it's harder against a team like the Isles who can just shut it down.
Gino on the ice tonight?
Gino was skating.
He took line rushes at practice, which usually means he's going to play. They haven't. Everything's a game-time decision now, obviously, because it's playoffs. They're trying to play everything close to that.
71 is skating around with that half-tucked-in jersey. Watch out.
Watch out.
Okay? I've been out with Gino, okay? He could play hurt.
Maybe. We'll see.
Canadians at Leafs. Leafs are big favorites. Minus 210 on the money line. Canadians last plus 176.
Last time Gino came back from an injury, they lost.
That was a couple games ago. That was last time.
There's also two boosts
past
tonight.
Past doesn't dictate the future.
There's also two boosts tonight.
I heard you.
And they have
Pens Islanders, both teams to score in the first period.
Oof.
Nah. That's asking a lot. That's plus 250.
Oof. Don't like it.
Austin Matthews to score a goal in Toronto to win the game.
Ooh.
Plus 135.
Ooh.
That's not bad because I am on the Leafs.
No way.
And here we go, Gumpy and the ghosts of the fucking Montreal and the ghosts of the game. Here we go. But I'm taking the Leafs and I'm taking them minus 130 in regulation. You could also go plus 130 puck line. They're $2 favorites straight up money line. Don't love that.
Thank you, by the way, for the Panthers or Hurricanes pick last night. I was on Morenci's show, and he talked a lot of hockey. And as we know on this show, Nick's our hockey guy. So I just used your words.
Yeah, I mean, they're the better team, but fuck, Nashville held tough for a while there.
Okay. So one of the more exciting series so far, the Vegas Golden Knights and Minnesota Wild. Minus 108, minus 108. Man, this would have been a sweet coin.
Would have been pretty nice had the coin not dug its own grave. What do the dice say?
The dice taking the Knights.
I'm inclined to go with the dice.
You're inclined to go with the Knights.
Listen, they're
Vegas, Flowers been staying Vegas on his head.
Vegas is the better team, and Flowers kind of staying on his head. But Minnesota, for whatever reason, gives them buzzing, so much trouble.
The Wild, a lot buzzing. Of
trouble. So much
buzzing. Trouble. Buzzing.
So you could go either way here, and I think you're in a good spot. But I'm going to take Vegas. I'm also going to go with the under in this game at 132.
Oh,
it's playoff time. We got to go under.
Tell you what, that last night, the Caps and Bruins undie was nice. And then they fucking scored.
I thought they were going to get to the over.
They were close. They fucking close. Wanted to.
Caps should have won
that game. What a terrible way to end a game like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking.
No, I mean,
people are blaming Samsonov, too. Like, if you're a goalie who can't handle puck well, you just knock it down and let your defenseman go get
no,
it.
No, let's not blame it on Schulte.
Schulte dipped Schulte's a his cup ass. Winner. Watch it. Go back and watch
no,
it.
No, I did.
Was it not offside?
You were offside.
No, seriously.
Fucking cherry picking down in a fucking.
Shut your mouth. I was reading a lot on Twitter that people were saying he was offside.
They would have reviewed it, right?
Yeah,
you have to challenge. It's also
really hard to see because of the way the camera.
Yeah, they pointed. Didn't. I didn't see an angle, but I did read a lot of tweets saying it was offside.
But
so
that's what I mean. People see that on TV and they're like, "Oh, he's offsides." But like sometimes just, then they cut to the straight across line and it's very clearly
just
not.
Be typical Bruins Mitt, if that was the case.
Mitt,
yeah, what's good?
It's fucking Boston Stooge back here.
You know what? I am 100% not sure.
You can't see the phone from where you're at?
No.
Oh,
let me look.
Thanks, Mitt.
Good job, man.
I could have swore you could see the phones from where he sits.
No.
That's on me. That's when I was going to ask him for a player performance double.
Sorry, Connor is not back here right now.
Thank you, Mitt. Left. Thank you, Mitt. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling the Hammer Down money line today. There's no one left to answer the phones, so the people that are left on the phones, we will get to you right now. Everyone else, call back tomorrow. Call back tomorrow. Dre from Massachusetts, what do you got? Dre. D-R-E.
Hello,
Dre.
Dre. Hey, what up, Dre?
Dre,
hey, what's
Dre.
Going on, boys?
Dre.
What's going
Dre.
On, boys?
What's
what
going
up,
on,
Dre?
Please?
Hey, I got two MLB plays for today.
Let's give go,
them.
Dude.
Give them to me.
I'm going with the Marlins to win the game. Mm. I think Sandy bounces back from his 8 earned last game.
Yeah.
And then I'm going over 6 with the Angels and the Twins.
Which game?
Game two.
Thank you very much.
At 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Dre. All right, so let's take a look at this. You know the Marlins were my team for a while. I was actually looking to take the Phillies today because I liked Vince Velasquez in this matchup slightly better, and the Phillies have been hitting better, but I stayed away because I think I didn't like the line.
Never know when Contra is going to have a good start.
You never know when Sandy's going to come out there and just fucking drop a gem. He could go no-no tonight.
Velasquez last 3 starts, 1 earned in each.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. That's why... See, they are -130. Why did I think it's because of Sandy that I couldn't pull the trigger on the Phillies. And then the over 6 in Griffin Canning and Jose Berrios. You know, I'm not an over guy.
Don't hate it,
so.
But Canning's last 3 starts have been good. Berrios, 3-2, 3.75. It's not bad.
My only pick tonight is Boston +0.5 versus Toronto.
It's my only pick tonight.
Seriously? We're on the same side?
Yeah. Pavetta, dude.
Listen, Matt's had a really good last start. He gave up 0. But in the last 4 before that, 3, 5, 6, and 3, Pavetta's been a little bit better. So this isn't like a huge play for me, but I will take the Boston Red Sox +0.5.
I thoroughly regret not taking the Red Sox last night.
That'll happen. You can't go down on your woes.
Checks out. Yeah, Red Sox +0.5. Yeah,
Jay taught me that one.
I would lean, like, if the Twins-Angels was a full game, I would take first 5 here with Berrios going.
Thought about
Cannon's
it.
Been good his last 3 starts. I hate betting doubleheaders, though. 7 innings, get out.
Will Crow, Drew get Smiley, and Pirates in Atlanta.
Will Crow, sneaky good.
I know, I thought about taking the Pirates, but I just couldn't
Drew Smiley,
do it.
Last 2, though. 12 innings, 1 earned.
Yeah.
Both these guys' ERAs are inflated. It's they have been decent.
Not a huge lineup tonight. Games have gone final. Giants 19-4, Rays 10-1.
Rich Hill's back.
Rich Hill
He's cooking.
Is potentially back. Yankees are up 2-0. They couldn't win the first 5. It was 0-0. Cubs are up 5-2 on the Nats. Stros are up 3-2. What inning are we?
Ooh, 3-2.
Bottom three.
That game scared me. Very much so.
I got the Stros in that one. Twins and Angels are tied 1-1. Bottom two. And that's it going on right now. We did NHL.
Tony, I do have...
Oh, you son of a bitch!
It's not a player performance double because the only ones I like are the triple doubles, and Sabonis' odds are too low. It's like plus 140. I'm probably still going to take it. Not just straight up, not for the Pacers.
What was the other one, Harden?
Just Westbrook.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, it's minus 460 for him to get a triple-double. That's ridiculous. But I do like, after that whole thing on Wednesday, I believe. No, Tuesday the Pacers played. Sabonis over 20.5 rebounds is plus 800. So I'm going Sabonis with 21 boards tonight. All the Wizards really got is Rui Hachimura. Jay, don't laugh at me. All the Wizards really got is Rui. Yeah, he's awesome, but Sabonis is a big body, okay? He's going to get in there. He's going to grab some boards. Sabonis, 21-plus rebounds.
So the game, last time these two played, Sabonis had 19 boards.
There we go.
And 32 points.
There we go.
So something to think about that.
I'll sprinkle on his over points then.
Hey, the last time they played, Hachimura had 27.
Ooh, how many boards?
Seven.
Oh, there it is. Sabonis is. I feel good about Sabonis tonight after that performance he put on Tuesday.
I mean, he's got Hachimura's number. I'm jumping on that right now.
Both of these teams scored almost 150 last time, so you might just take the over on every player's points and then see how it turns out.
All right, then if that's the case, I'm definitely taking Beal.
Well, he said he's not as explosive. He said his injury, he doesn't feel explosive right
really?
Now.
Really?
So, yeah, he did.
Okay, then I'll take, because of that little tidbit then I'll take Beal to have...
How many did he have the other night?
Well, I'm looking at threes. I think he didn't have two. I think he had in the 30s, actually, maybe 27.
Against the Celtics?
Yeah. Beal to have 4 3-pointers is plus 630. I'll take that.
He had 22 against the Celtics. 6 3-pointers, you say?
Yeah, 6 threes.
He's due for a bounce back. He was 1 of 6 the other night.
Due for a bounce back, and I've been betting on him all year, and he's been absolutely crushing my bank account. That is why I had to take a hiatus from the show, so it kind of full circle that's coming back that I'm betting on him.
Hey, thanks for everything, Connor.
Thank you. Great picks, boys. See you Monday tonight.
See you Monday, pal.
All right, now.
Have a good trip.
Fly safe. Go on now.
I love that guy.
Go on now.
Let's see here. So who's been on long? Matt from SoCal. What do you got?
What's up, boys? How you doing today?
Good, you?
What's up, dude?
Pretty good. Got a winner early today with the Giants first five as underdogs.
Hell yeah.
The cut maker, Keegan Bradley, to be top five in the first round.
Shout out the cut maker. So, I don't have the – is everyone still at minus three? Do you know?
Yeah, I think there's like five guys at minus three. They had someone through nine at minus three, but we'll see how the rest of his round plays out. But, Bradley and a couple other guys are up at minus three through the end of their round.
Yeah, Keegan's minus three, Hovland's minus three, Koepka's minus three. There's a lot of minus threes, so if those all finish at minus three, I believe you do have to split the winnings or whatever. It's not like the full 50-1 the Cutmaker gave out, but he did give out Brooks to win the tournament at 50-1 too, so we're sitting pretty there. What else you got?
So I just wanted to bring this up. I wanted to call the other day, but until we get around to it. So I had a future on the Hornets to make the playoffs at plus 350. Once LaMelo went out, that team kind of just stunk, as you saw the other day. But my question is, seeing as looking back on it, I should have hedged that on the Pacers. Yeah, do you guys, on any futures, when you have the opportunity, hedge at all, or do you just let it ride and say, screw it, I'm just going to ride or die with this?
No, we are
in. I always hedge.
Yeah, we are in this business to make money.
Yeah.
And if you can guarantee to make money, you always look to hedge.
Now it is up to you how much you choose to hedge.
You could hedge just to make your initial investment back.
Yeah.
You can hedge to make
a lot of money. But if you are not hedging and you have, like, say you have a parlay and you have the opportunity to make a couple grand, if you're just letting that ride and not hedging at all, you're a fucking wild man.
Like, you're a buffoon.
Yeah, you got to win something, dude. Like,
well, what about a nice cash out?
See, that's looking back.
Cash outs.
Looking back, you, I probably shouldn't have cashed out. I should have just hedged that game and took in Florida State. I was hammered.
And the live line of Georgia or of Florida State was dog shit at that point. But I never hedge, and I am probably the worst gambler in this office.
Yep, and a moron.
Checks out.
Mitt, that's all right, dude.
Come on, dude.
I mean, just like, come on, don't hedge.
Evan from Buffalo.
Ride it.
Evan from Buffalo, what do you got? Something's happening.
Tone, Gump, shout out you to Hammer Don.
Hammer Don, shout out.
Shout out Mitt and Nikki Skates. No one ever shouts them out. They're 50% of the show. So shout out to you guys. But anyhow, NFL futures. When you guys are betting on those, do you guys just instantly sprinkle on like the big name favorites, maybe parlay them together, such as, you know, like the, well, not the Packers, because who knows, but yeah, the Chiefs, Buccaneers, Bills, do you guys like instantly sprinkle on that in the parlay, maybe just for the insurance, and then, you know, like MVP odds, stuff like that?
I did with mine. I actually took, like, the way that I did NFL futures this year, I took division winners at plus money. Like,
yeah, division winners, I like the that and win totals.
Because, I mean, you could do it the way you did it for taking the big favorites, but most of the time, their number is going to stay as a big favorite. Like, you're the value that you're getting now is probably going to be similar to what you're getting later down the road, if that makes sense. But like, say the Giants, they're at plus 470 to win the division. So I took a little bit on the Giants at plus 470, and if they jump out and they're winning the division after 4 or 5 weeks, they're going to be minus something. Mm-hmm. So I look to get the better value to start. But if like the Chiefs or something are minus 250 now, and you think they're going to win the division, and at the end of the year they're going to be minus 800 or something to win the division, there's value there too. So however you feel you're most comfortable with.
However you feel, dude.
However you fucking feel. However you feel.
What were those wise words you gave us, Mitt? The best bet is the one you're most comfortable making.
Yeah, I also hate taking futures. I think that they're kind of a dumb thing. Unless, like, you find a team that you think is 100% going to win a division, and they're out beer, like, dude, plus 240.
Sal, what do you got from New Orleans?
Hey, man, look, I just want to shout out Gump for those baseball picks yesterday.
Shout out Gump.
But, hey, man, I got the holy trifecta for y'all today. Look, I got Sabonis. He's over for the point.
Okay.
I got the Wizards money line, and I'm hammering down on the Penguins.
Sabonis, Wiz, Pens.
Let's go, dude.
Sal.
Woo! That'd be a nice night.
Sabonis, Wiz, and the Pens.
Fuck it. It's a holy trifecta.
Jordan, over under alternates best bet parlay. What are we talking about, dude?
Hey, man, how's it going?
What up?
I want to do... Oh, guys. First time calling. A little nervous. All right.
Don't be, dude.
The under alternate in the NBA right now are hitting.
Okay.
And I bet on the Wizards the other night. It was plus 250 for an under of 219.
Okay.
I'm looking at tonight, your Pacers game, under 226.5. I know you guys are looking at the
That's
overs.
Tony's Pacers.
Every possession not counts in the NBA.
Not my fucking Pacers.
Tony's Pacers.
Dude.
Tony he wore Pacers. His jersey in. He just took it off.
Listen,
for the show.
I talked about the under.
Oh, I'm okay.
I talked about the. Thank you, Jordan. I talked about the over. My fingers have never actually put an over bet into an app or a phone or anything. So there's no way I'm taking
it. Why? What are you afraid of? You afraid of living, Lou?
Yeah.
You afraid of enjoying life? What if I'm on all the unders tonight in hockey? I don't love it.
What if something doesn't go in?
What if it does?
Not. I.
That's what she said.
It's a lot more exciting
some
when
would
it goes
say,
in.
Some would say it's just the pessimist in me coming out.
It feels a lot better when it goes in.
Oh, not me, dude. Shit. I love watching people struggle. Tyler from Buffalo, what do you got? Jeez.
Oh, I got some soccer stuff if you don't mind.
Fucking talk to Gumpy, dude.
What's up, Tyler?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Parlez-vous français?
Parlez-vous français?
Hell yeah.
You don't parlez-vous français, dude.
Nice. I just got some big news about Manchester United U23 Player of the Year. His name's Hannibal. I don't know the odds or nothing, but I've been looking to hammer something on him doing like a debut and scoring on the debut. Because Man U, you think of Rashford, Greenwood, they all score on the debuts. Call people from the academy, you know.
Gump.
Pass in 92 from the academy. They all you know, emerged. Right?
Yeah. Gumpy agrees, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, yeah, I can't see y'all. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
No, it's good. That's a good bet, dude.
Yeah. So, if you... I don't know if y'all do soccer that much. Like, is it an emphasis on the show? Because I don't watch Hammer Down that much. I just watch the main show, and I follow all y'all.
Tyler, we got one of the best footy. You just,
oh boy,
well, Tyler, we love you, but
that was tough to watch, let alone listen to.
I don't think he's gonna come back in.
I, how could you?
I wouldn't.
I mean, the guys.
Oh, thank you.
You do footy here?
Or? I listen to the show.
No, he said he didn't.
Just looking for some footy picks, pal. Just wondering if you guys put an emphasis on it.
But we can't. I mean, he's a new listener. We can't just put down new listeners. That's how we grow.
All the new listeners.
That's how we grow, Gumpy.
I mean, it's on the middle of the hammer, footy.
Thank you, Jay.
Right there.
It never changes.
He's not watching. He's just listening.
That fucking thing never changes.
Wait, do we want that to change?
No, we're good right now.
I mean, you can maybe put NHL above footy.
What happened, dude?
You got any footy?
No, there's one game tomorrow. Got right. A bunch.
Oh,
of
we can't weekend. Blame the guy then.
Don't you fucking start.
So what do you got?
Actually,
West Ham was great.
Let's it was great, wasn't it?
What do you got?
That was just yesterday, wasn't it? Actually, we have Nigel coming on tomorrow. That'll be a good
Big
footy.
Nigel. It's the last.
I can't remember his name.
Final
Tyler?
Games.
Tyler, if you're still listening and Gumpy didn't scare you away, big footy conversation tomorrow with Nigel coming on for the final weekend.
Final weekend. Big games.
So we got a lot of footy bets tomorrow for the final weekend. Gumpy and Nigel unleashed. It's going to be a good one. What are we talking about? I think we're good.
You think we're good?
Got any more calls?
No.
That's it?
I think we need one more.
452. No, we're good.
What else did he say? Anything good?
No, I tried letting him down easy because I'm a good guy.
It's good.
Tell him to call back tomorrow.
I got a question though for you.
What's up?
You like dingers?
Yeah.
You like Mike?
Yeah, we got booze.
Yeah, but it's going against one of our pitchers, so.
We only have one pitcher.
Well, kind of one of our, Bryce Harper to hit a home run. +400.
+400?
Mm-hmm.
That's so high.
+270 to +400.
+270 to +400?
For Bryce Harper to hit a dingy.
Fucking give me it.
Okay.
Give it to him.
Me? Yeah, we're taking it.
Let's go.
And then Jack Hermanson to win by KO TKO.
Jack Hermanson?
Yeah.
Hermes?
Listen, if Hermes can boost it,
if
dude.
I know Herm, he finishes guys.
Yeah, he does.
Big Herm.
All right, so we did baseball. We're both on the Sox +0.5.
Yeah, that's all we got tonight, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for if a little more juice in the game, I would, if I was forced to, I would take the Twins in the second game of that doubleheader with Berrios on the bump. But I don't love it.
No. JVT gave a bunch of information on the NBA playoffs.
JVT also said sorry.
You said sorry?
Yeah.
Why?
His screen. He said he was trying from his computer. That's why it looked like shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
No worries.
No worries, JVT.
You got a direct connection?
No, he tweeted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Don't worry, JVT.
No, don't worry about it, Paul.
Won't let Mitt bully you.
Yeah, I mean,
fake name.
Name wasn't spelled right, so.
Mitt.
No, he was also responding to someone that I think was tweeting at me for fucking up the name. I don't know why he said sorry, but thank you. To nice JVT, you're the man.
JVT's a good guy.
Good guy. A lot of information.
Sharif Diggs is a good guy.
Sharif Diggs.
Sharif Abdur-Rahim.
Sharif don't like it. All right, we'll be back tomorrow.
All right.
The rollover's at 1,000. Someone was one away at 750, but
close.
Had a line from 2 days ago when.
Let's get this thing up there, dude.
Yeah.
Give me like a 5K. What's the highest it's gotten? 2750?
Yeah.
2750? Yeah. No, it was 22. Was it 2750?
I think the one time it was.
Yeah, it has not gotten to 3K. I'm like waiting for that one. It's big.
That's
big
when I'll probably put in my 10 teamer when it gets to 3K.
Yeah. All right, can't thank you guys enough. Hammer
down.